Hello, hello. How's everybody doing out there? Peasant Chat, that's right. Talking to poor people, that's right. People that couldn't be able to afford to pay for the chats back a couple of, I don't know, years ago now, where we started the Peasant Chat for the poor people, but we have now graduated. It is now kept the name, but you guys still can pay and get your questions answered. Today, we're going to talk about a subject matter that I totally, like, bypassed when it came out last week, where Murder Nova took his locked cam Gen 2 F-150 with a 10R80 with FuelTech. So it has Gen 2 architecture, a 10R80, FuelTech controlling everything to the track. And to say he was less than enthused is putting it lightly. He put out a video of the car, of the truck running at the track. Then he had about 30 minutes of explaining why the truck didn't really do what it was supposed to do. And to me, it sounds just like a bunch of excuses. It sounds like the truck didn't perform like he thought it would, that he's a little disappointed in it. And then he's just saying it's R&D. We're just giving people another option. So today, what I'm going to line out is why that is disingenuous. I'm not saying he's a liar. I'm just saying he's not really being forthcoming, because in a thread that happened about 18 weeks ago, late December 2023, people were trying to help him. They said, Sean, oh my God, we know this setup like the back of our hand. People at Lund, Alex talks about it. And if you want to save yourself a lot of trouble, and if the goal is to go fives in the quarter mile, you can do it with a stock ECU, 10R80, and a Whipple. Now the Texas Speed Motor might survive the test, but we don't know. So we'll talk about what he said back then, show the videos of what he said now, and see where the disconnect is, because it looks like to me that somebody did a dirty delete and got rid of the comments that showed him being critical of everything Lund Racing. We will do that and more, but not before Mr. Bill O'Reilly says hello to the people here.
Okay. We'll do it live.
Okay.
Well, no. We'll do it live. Fuck it. Do it live. I'll write it and we'll do it live. Fucking thing sucks.
It does suck. We all know it sucks. We got PMAS. That's right. Nick James and PMAS are going to be sending me a cold air intake for the 2013 month, and we're going to get some blah 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 PMAS. Need to have performance. Need to have performance.com. Releasing some tumblers for the people out there for the YDBT Amri. Check them out. I got some tumblers here. We're going to show you what they look like and give you the link on where to buy them. Need to have performance for your go fast needs. Caliber Transmission. CaliberTransmission.com. Bought a 19 GT350. I repeat, Ben Callimer bought a 19 350. Good for him. Let's get ready for some 3160 action. Parkfarm.com. We got a trunk lid coming. I saw a trunk lid on their website. I'm like, I want it. He's like, it's yours, bitch. Out. Let's get after it. Balak Industries, the preferred wheel for suspicious activities. Caleb backwards, Balak the other way. Check him out. Damian Barato in Miami. Oh my God, I'm out of breath. To Auto Solution. Let me sit down. To Auto Solution. And MFP of Australia. MFP. Hopefully we get those crank supports coming so we can do more giveaways to the people here. I'll be giving away one of the tumblers here Tuesday. Right here, we got the tumblers from D&H Performance. They sent me this one first, and it says YDBT Army. And we know that is incorrect. And then he sent me another one, and it says YDBT Amri. That's right. It says YDBT Amri. And what I'm going to do right now for the people here is post up a link where you can buy a tumbler yourself for $30. Support the show. Give me money. Let's get after it. And we will, get you guys some merch for everyone to enjoy out there. Hopefully I hit the right button and we can get the guys up on the screen. We got 2000 MCR, Leon Phelps, JD Swag, Leon Phelps again, Douche Did It, Paul Pontius, Smoking ZX14, Monty 540, Clint Stroke? Clean 93 GT, 101 RTR, Anthony Media, Madman, Phil Booth, The Jocko Bell, Monks Alone, Coyote Flurry, Bendozas, B. Leves, Jonathan, S5 Filthy, Bryson Witt, Coyote Kelly, Paul Sachs, here to find out, Dixon, Hatch, Boxy Luxury, Dalton, John Jones, Michael Locks, John Jones, Mini by Madman again, Reekin 5-0, DNA Performance says, Ola, C. Beaver, Garage Bill, Coyote, More Pews, More Boost, Mini by Madman, Fresh Pastellini, Stewart, Click Pop the Horse, Whipple Cripple, JD Swag, Phil Fez, Whipple Cripple, Craig Built, Turbo, Hatch 40, 450, Mini by TJ's, Craig Walls, Billet Noonan himself, Mini by Madman the Fish, TJ Sikorsky, Mini Bike, No Lift Nick, Nat Jew, Cornfed Cow, Hatch 450, And we go all the way to, oh, let's get the paid chats because I don't want you guys getting mad at me. Happy Easter, says Jacob DeLeon. Happy Easter to everybody out there. Hope you enjoyed your lamb and ham. Longtime listener, says Levi Easy. Thank you for the free knowledge. Not really free, but you know what I'm saying. I appreciate you being a follower. Thank you so much for the people that are out there supporting the chat. It's very nice to see. So let's get after it. Mr. Murder Nova went ahead and took his 10R80 locked cam truck with a Whipple to the track with a FuelTech ECU controlling it. Now, let's remind everybody out there, the second Lund won World Finals, he should have swallowed his pride and asked for help from Lund, Hatch 450. Let's go back in time. In, I want to say late December, you saw, I highlighted this post that Murder Nova. Now, again, I don't know if Murder Nova himself runs the page. I want to say he has somebody running the page. So right here says Murder Nova's post, and it says, about to fire this bad boy up. Locked out cams for the win. Texas Speed and Performance, FuelTech USA, Air Motor Fuel Systems. Locked cams for the win? When you say locked cam for the win, as if to say it is better than VCT, bro, I don't even got to hear anything else. I can just leave this page. I can just take this. You know nothing about coyotes. Everybody knows that if you can control the cam phasing, it is a favorable setup, not only for torque, but high RPM horsepower. And as long as VCT is controllable, it is always preferred. But he basically did a flex, locked out cam for the win. Now, this is something very funny. Right here, it says 17 weeks. 17 weeks ago, somebody, you know, the post started 17 weeks, 17 weeks. You see right here? It says 17 weeks everywhere. Well, the funny thing is we have some very, very good people online that said, something wrong. Something wrong. So 18 weeks ago, these posts started coming out. Somebody was right here, 18 weeks. So that means dirty delete. It was dirty deleted. That combination would lose pretty easily to a properly spec 3-liter Whipple Coyote equivalent build. Already from the picture, there are a few mistakes while locking the VCT out on the cams, losing tons of low-end torque on a blower combination that already lacks it. Yes, Whipples do not have a ton of torque down low, regardless of the wheelie pictures you put up. Boost for boost, TVSs make more torque on the hit. I would go back to the beginning with a competent tuner and do this right. This is set up for lots of headaches and tons of left on the table. Murder Nova says to Devin Lewis, a blower lacks low end torque. LOL, nice. Joe Nathan Goodwin says, Murder Nova, he's actually right. Get with Lund, lock. You lock the exhaust, but keep the intake active. Alex Flores, school this pro. That's when I was tagged. And I said, okay, you know, maybe he's teachable. Maybe he's somebody that can learn a little bit. Maybe, maybe, maybe. So I'm looking for the post where I actually tried to help the dude. So Murder Nova, when I tried to help the dude, sent something that was pretty stupid. He said, how many Lund ECUs? How many Lund EC, like Lund makes their own fucking computer. Okay, right here. Ed Diaz says, I'll say it right now. And every time you post, you're an idiot. Murder Nova says it to Eddie Diaz. So then Murder Nova says, not to take anything away from Lund. And you know, when someone says, no offense, and then they say something offensive, not to take anything away from Lund, but how many championships and how many records were set with Lund ECUs? Dude, do you not know anything? Lund ECUs? How many records were set with Lund ECUs this year? And how many were set with FuelTech? You're just making yourself look dumber and dumber with each comment. Actually, you're making yourself look dumber and dumber with each comment. So then I chimed in and said something, you know, pretty straightforward because maybe he is not in the know. I said, Murder Nova, we won Haltech World Cup Street Fighter class beating Motech, FuelTech, Turbo, Nitrous Cars with a stock Gen 2 computer and a 6R80. I ask you, how many FuelTech cars ran a number with a 10R80 and how many Lund cars run numbers with a 10R80? So it was very obvious that I think he was in deep water. In deep water. And even John Lund Jr. decided to chime in because he was like, bro, we got a school, homie. Murder Nova says, LOL, and this is why we don't come to you. You're good, wasn't trying to take anything away from you. I just like to laugh when people think that there's only one person in the universe that can tune an engine, and John Lund says, or a trans. You forgot the trans. Good luck. And John Jr. says, when a fuel tech control 10R beats that stock ECU 10R world record, we'll pay attention then. Sounds like it shifts real good in reverse, though. So all of those comments, apparently, and I'm not 100% sure because I didn't go back on his page all the way, are missing. I think I'm not 100%. Fast forward to him going to the track last week with his 10R80 equipped ECU controlled locked cam truck. And to say the thing was lazy was probably the understatement of the century. And guess what gear they were launching in? Third gear. I wonder where they got that idea to launch in third gear. So I'm going to go ahead and go forward and see if we can get a run in and see how crazy torque, because he says, LOL, a blower lacks low-end torque. I think the notchback launched 8,000 times harder than this launched. Again, he said in that post, LOL, a blower lacks low end torque. Remember that. Breaking up. Let's off. Smart man. Let's off. Good for him. Gets back in it. Tries to do another hit, and it sounds about as much. they're happy about that run. I like when the Fuel Tech ECU is bouncing on the column. That's my favorite, when it just bounces all over the place. So anyway, it did not go as planned. It went low sixes, the first time out. And he goes, well, you know, what do you expect? It's the first time out. What do you expect? It's the first time out. We're trying new things. Okay, well, I don't know nothing. Alejandro Flores is a nobody, and he doesn't know a goddamn thing. But the first time out with my combination ever, off the trailer, my Fairmont went 870. So why did my Fairmont go 870 right off the rip? We have the data. We've tuned it before. We've tuned a 4R200 hub with an E-Force blower on E85 with FIC 1440s and on a Fox body. And it went 556 to the 8th, 128 60 foot, 871, 156, the first time out. I didn't sit there and give people a bunch of copium telling them, well, you know, it's the first time out. So, you know, we did pretty good for the first time out. That's okay. So he went ahead and talked about his experience on there. And based on what you guys saw on the post where a lot of stuff is missing, I find his comments a little less than genuine. Let's just say that. Mr. Murdanova explains that he didn't really go out of his way to talk shit on Lund. No. We never said Lund. He never even mentioned the name. He said, you know, that guy that tunes
up. Realist, or if you ask people who are waiting to see us fail on the Ford on how it went.
Yeah.
I felt like it went pretty good.
Okay. Wow.
It's a full weight truck.
Okay. Full weight truck. Excuse number one.
Air conditioner.
Excuse number two.
I haven't done anything. Sway bars are still on the front.
Excuse number three.
Yeah. Like, we haven't done anything to lose weight with that truck.
So we did pretty good. Excuse. Air conditioning. What the fuck does air conditioning have to do with anything? We got 7-second cars with air conditioning. Stock computer.
We haven't...
Let me think of another excuse.
We just haven't got to that point yet. Oh. It's let's just be honest, man. The transmission tuning's tough.
Junior said so! A long time ago. But ego got in the way. World records. How many Lund ECUs have world records?
Yeah, we knew that.
Mm. Yeah. And then he talks about how it's a Chevy Trans, blah, blah, blah.
Nothing worth doing is easy.
Yeah. No. And this is the problem, right?
Right. It probably would have been easier.
Yeah.
Wait, so go back again?
Excuse me? Head off the wall and let the cop here anyways. I don't know.
Yeah.
But, right. you know, with the people talking about just save yourself a whole lot of beating your head off the wall and let the computer, you know, the stock ECU run the transmission. Yeah.
Yes. Yes. Every time.
Man, they're probably right.
Why am I even playing this?
It probably would have been easier.
Yes, easier, less time consuming. You would have gotten credibility. You would have opened up an audience to F-150 stuff that follow you, that believe you know what you're talking about.
Yeah. So
nothing
so,
worth doing is easy.
Yeah. So
okay. Now, he basically goes on to say a bunch of stuff about, you know, we like beating our heads off the wall. I'm sorry, I don't subscribe to that. I don't want you as a customer. I don't want you as a friend. I don't want you as a human. Anywhere near my wavelength. If you think that beating your head off the wall is part of this process. No, it's not. It's scientific. This has been proven over and imagine there is an already vetted way of paving a road. We know what to put down as a base layer. We know the machine. We know everything. We got it down. Fuck that. I'm going to redo it the way I think it should be done because, you know, you ain't learning nothing if you're just using proven technology that does the work. So I'm going to dumb it down for the dumb-dumbs. Let's say Alejandro Flores wants to go race in NPK. No Prep Kings, right? And there is already vetted combos. Billet Noonan, 481X this, Hemi that. You know, vetted. This shit's figured out, son. Don't beat your head off the wall trying to get into NPK by trying a completely different stupid combo. If you want to be competitive in NPK, good evening, John Lund. Happy Easter. If you want to be competitive, Alex, in NPK, and I was to put it out there on, let's say, a forum, a Facebook forum that had NPK racers in it, and I showed them that I'm intending on racing NPK with a 13B rotary, a Holley 750 controlled by, I don't know, an Anderson PMS. Would you laugh at me? Right. That's right. Pfft, stupid. Why would you ever try to do that? The combo is billet Noonan, billet this, gear vendors that, 9-inch here, Marillat that, back half this, da-da-da, meth M1. Billet atomizers, 8,000, whatever. Like there is a combination that goes, bam, if you can afford this combo, you are competitive right now. Right. That is exactly what you did with the F-150. You took an already figured out combo, an already vetted situation, and you threw your sauce at it, which is all wrong. People tried to help you. Imagine. People gave you a heads up and said, hey, that's probably not the best thing to do, bro. It's going to make no torque. It's going to suck dick. And it's pretty retarded. Do I have the sound clip? Please tell me that is Mexican diarrhea, jelly beans, alpaca. No, I don't have it here. I thought I had the retarded sound clip from Idiocracy. But people tried to help him and he fucked them. Nah, you don't know what you're talking about. Shut the fuck up. You don't know what you're talking about. So basically what he's doing, he's helping FuelTech get into that market. Now, let's say that market has FuelTech as an option. As a customer, wouldn't you say this? Why would I go with something that just came out and seems to be more difficult? By the way, can it control VCT? No. And because it can't control VCT, according to them, then it is a less likely option if I want to make my F-150 Whipple truck run a number. Look at Cletus. He is already in the fives in the eighth. He is done. There is no figuring out. VCT is active, built motor, Whipple, built trans, bada bing, bada boom, 5-second eighth mile truck, low 9-second F-150. So if you were to look at two options, stock ECU that came in the truck and is already in it, all you have to do is buy an LRX from Lund and a Lund tune, or lock your cams, different computer, wire it for that, and hope that FuelTech can control it as good as a stock ECU. Which one would you choose, customer?
we just want to give them more options. Nothing wrong with giving them more options. You are giving them a less performing option. You're giving them a worse option because it is not figured out. By the time they figure it out, there will be already better things developed on the stuck ECU, and they'll be playing catch up for a very long time. So I understand he is sponsored by Fuel Tech. I'm not stupid to this game. I understand he is sponsored by Texas Speed. I'm not stupid to this game. I understand he probably got the Whipple for $0. I am not new to this game. It does not mean that beating your head against the wall is something that people in the know see as a positive thing. We would probably go, I'm not going to take any advice from him. He doesn't know what the hell he's talking about. He's taking the long way home, and it's going to be a slower, less potent combo than the absolute stock ECU that came in the truck. So let's talk about it. Would you try to help somebody that's trying to do something that you've already done a million times, and then they push back, say you're stupid, you don't know what the fuck you're talking about, you're an idiot, and then see them, how would you feel seeing them struggle, struggle, struggle? I don't feel happy about it, but I go, that's what we thought would happen. It is not an easy deal to do. It is figured out with the stock ECU. Why take the long way home? Weird, weird, weird. Let's get to the paid questions and we'll get to your comments and we'll talk about that whole video. I didn't watch the whole thing. I just saw some of the clips and then I watched the before and after for the context, the ones that mattered. Then he started talking about TBM brakes and all this other shit that no one cares about, and good for him. Thoughts on the Gen 2 3.5 EcoBoost well as power? I don't like any EcoBoost in terms of big power. If you're going to get a Gen 2 EcoBoost, I would keep it as stock as possible. Get the oil changes in. Make sure the phasers don't fly out the bitch. I would not try to chase power with it. Science is defined as data with repeatable results. No, we like beating our heads against the wall. And that's okay. Look, Sean, if you want to beat your head against the wall and take the long way home, no problem. If you get to the point of running within a tenth or two on the stock ECU, what did you accomplish? You're running as good as the stock ECU. You have to run better than the stock ECU. You have to be able to run light years ahead of what a stock ECU can do. If you cannot, that product is a failure. Imagine I gave you a product that cost twice as much as a stock ECU and performed exactly the same. You, out of some weird brand loyalty, would choose the twice more expensive ECU than the one that came in the truck? Out of what? Like, that's not logical. And I can't talk to you if you're illogical. Hola, gonna catch a replay. Happy Easter, said Ian. Martha, you could try to help them after they talk shit if you could support their biggest competitor. I am not looking to... Alejandro Flores is a nobody. Alejandro Flores works for Lund Racing. I tune the way Lund Racing wants me to tune, that full stop. But if I see something online where I think I can help somebody by giving them some advice and I give it to them, they don't do their research, look up who I am and what I do and what experience I have on a personal level with these platforms, and don't take my advice into account because you are being sponsored by Fuel Tech, you're being sponsored by Whipple and Texas Speed, and you're going to ride out and maybe run as quick as a stock ECU, I have no idea why you would do that at all. I have no idea why you would even chase that if there isn't any better option than the stock ECU. He's riding the short bus home. Alex says, Mocky Mock. I would chuckle a bit. John Lansignor says, John Lansignor does not deal with any nonsense. John does not go out of his way to reach out to people. Like, think of it as Bill Gates. Bill Gates isn't out there going, hey, some guy on a forum has an issue with Microsoft computers. I'm going to hit him up and see if I can help him. No. What he does is he makes our job easier. We're going to get the software. We're going to get the hardware. Alex, do you need more monitors? Do you need mice? Do you need keyboards? Do you need a faster? Do you need more space? What can we do to make you comfy at home to be able to hammer out these calibrations in an easier fashion, whether it's software related, hardware related? That's what he does. He greases the gears of the company and keeps it going. Junior is basically the janitor. He cleans up the messes, then he actually builds stuff in spreadsheets and all this other stuff to make our tuning life easier. And if I have an issue, I hit him up in terms of exporting a file or uploading a file or resetting a device or whatever, what have you. But in terms of the tuning day-to-day stuff, he's not really super involved unless it's the high-end weird stuff. Did you also notice the idle sound after the burnout box? Those locked cams did not sound like they were parked correctly. Guys, really, really take a listen. When a car has cams in a proper sequence, the truck should go bra 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 pa 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 pa. A nice rhythm, similar to like when Diddy was banging Meek Mill. He was giving them a nice little rhythm and just kind of like, you know, you need to know, like Meek Mill needed to know what to expect out of Diddy. So he was like, okay, I want to make sure I don't, I'm looking for it. Senior's going to go, well, what the hell did I just hear? Where's the Diddy sound effect? Here it is.
Oh, wow. Oh, fucking shit.
So there's a rhythm. Okay, there's a rhythm. You know what this sounds like to me? This sounds like when a truck is in failsafe. When a truck is in failsafe, or a Coyote is in failsafe, it fires the cylinders in a different way. And this is a... It should not sound this way. What cam? What degree are the cams parked at? What cam position are they parked at? Bank to bank? Is bank one cam similar position as bank two cams, intake, exhaust. Based on the sound? No. Listen, guys, you need to really listen to these Coyotes. The Grey Goose sounds super consistent. Ba 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 ba. This thing sounds like it's in failsafe, right? And then later on, they had an issue with the throttle body. So I'm going to give you a freebie, guys. This is how you cure some of the issues with a Whipple 132 or 150. If it has a gasket on the back of the throttle body, Sean and the guys at Fuel Tech, listen up. If it has a gasket on the back of the throttle body, remove the gasket, clean it really nice with a razor blade, put a thin film of black Permatex, put it on and torque it lightly, maybe 15 foot-pounds, just very lightly in a nice little pattern. What's happening is if you have a gasket behind the throttle body, the gasket is thick. And if you torque it down, you are now putting a load on one of the ears, more so than on the bottom, and the gasket takes away the machining surface. And if the machining surface is distorted by a gasket and you are cranking bolts in the throttle body, the blade gets distorted. And when hot, the motor goes, fuck you, I'm not going to keep it open. Bam, failsafe. Keep it off the limiter. Don't use a trans brake. Do not use a trans brake. Foot brake it. If you say blowers have all this torque, why didn't you foot brake the thing? Why are you launching off a trans brake on third gear? Again, that's the only way I'm going to help you guys, just on the Whipple stuff, and we'll see if Fuel Tech listens and figures something out with that throttle body. I just started to learn how to tune my 2020 10R Mustang with HP tuners, and the amount of configurable tables for the trans is mind-blowing. I couldn't imagine trying to tune these otherwise. I swing my cam, so one side makes the horsepower bank, and the other one makes the torque. Anyone notice when different parts manufacturers take a car, it doesn't work, and most likely they weren't engineered to work together? Sounds like... Stop it. Is ER. EPA says, thoughts on a Gen 2 F-150 with locked cams and a 10 R80. That's literally his. A Gen 2 F-150, locked cams, 10 R80. And Fuel Tech, I'm sure, is piggybacking off of some harnesses and said, let's see if we can make it work with this configuration. And I'm going to be honest with you. It doesn't work. And if it does work, you're going to enable some weird stuff that stock already figured out, especially the torque converter coupling, that you're gonna try to chase with Fuel Tech. And I'll be honest with you, the only person I think that can grasp the 10R and 6R in a standalone capacity is Vitaly from Motec, or Vit. Vit is the only guy that I know and have spoken to and have seen how his brain works. And I have seen his work on a big fucking screen in front of me. And I go, if anybody can figure out 6R80 and 10R80, it is Vit with Motec. My shit sounds like the engine is about to shut off at times, says Velocity. He can't foot brake a 10-second street truck. Since you mentioned the importance of ventilated catch cans, is it important on NA cars? Adding a breather crankcase to a sealed catch can, is it better? So, in my opinion, unless you're boosting it big time, you don't need an open air element catch can. All you need is something that captures the oil, like a small little catch can that interrupts in with the line, and it captures the oil because of gravity, just drops at the bottom, and then the air passes through without carrying oil vapors to it. If you're doing high boost stuff, I'm saying 15 PSI, I know it doesn't sound like high boost, but on Coyote high compression cars, 15 is pretty high. I would absolutely ventilate it to atmosphere, and if you don't want to smell the fumes, you run it out the back somehow. EPA profile picture. What's up, peasants? Happy Easter, y'all. What is EPA's profile picture? Is that a butthole? Fuck. No wonder it was Lacey off the hit. No VC. Craig Walls. How can you, a Billet Noonan guy, understand VCT? Variable can't. And people are going to say, what about Brandon Sala? By the way, he went 4-0 the other day in 8th mile trim. Badass shit. You see how high that thing's launching? Okay? They have like a 3-step. Okay? No VCT, so it does what it does. I guarantee if that car had VCT, shit, boy, they'd have trouble. And I don't think the tracks will hold it. That thing's already launching, doing 1-0s. Vitz the man. Murder Nova trucks looks like a basket of unrelated sponsors parts dumping. Did they cut the keys on those cams? Happy Internal Transgender Day of Visibility, EPA. My goodness. Bandit50 says, Alex, not sure if you're the one tuning me, but thanks a lot for staying patient with me. Blower guy trying to learn the turbo world on 3 twin turbo gen 2. I'm tuning about 3 or 4 of those. Tell me, have I said that your on 3 kit sucks? Have I said, oh, what a piece of junk, you're gay? No, I said, this thing will probably make power. Oh, but they're still mad. They're using surrogates to talk shit. Try to talk shit anyway. Clutch Kick says, free fuel tech, free air motor pumps, free Whipple, free TBM brakes, lock cams for fuel tech. Says it all. Eventually, one of you guys are going to get to this stage in life where you make it and someone is going to give you stuff. And sometimes you have to say no. People think that manufacturers don't want to work with me. Really? You don't think if I said yes to Whipple shit, and I have Whipple and everything, that they'd love it? You don't think if On3 could get me free twin turbo shit and rep it on this channel, that they would love it? Because maybe I don't have more subscribers, but I have credibility on this fucking channel. Okay, one thing I have on this channel is credibility and chops. I know what the fuck I'm talking about. So even if you got 100,000, 200, a 4 million subscriber guy pushing your product, one's in the know, come here to get their real information. You sell the Whipple and get VIP Whipple. Oh, fuck me. Alex, whose fault is it if Murder Nova's motor blows? Now, this is the way the beat your head against the wall guys think. Man, don't matter if it blow up, man. That's what we do here, man. We don't race. If it blowed up, it done blowed up, it's no big deal. That's part of racing. If you burn up the transmission, it's all good. If you burn up the motor on the throttle body, no problem. You know, if you burn up the motor, it's part of racing. It's all indeed. It's all good. What? We've done 2 events, 3 or 4 track rentals on the FFRE motor and the 6RE trans.
Hasn't blown up.
2 full events. That means 4 qualifying passes, 4 or 5 rounds of racing, over 2,200 horsepower at World Cup, rentals, dyno at Texas 2K. Shit just works. Why? Because we've taken all our collective data and said, do this. And the Grey Goose is the, let's just say, the culmination of all of the data gathering processes at Lund Racing. Think about it. Imagine you want to visualize the data that has been collected over the years and put to an application. It's the Grey Goose. It went from being a 750 car, 770 car, 7.0 car. Now it lives in the sixes. It does a bad pass, and it's a 690. We go, ugh, 6.9, that sucks. What's wrong? Imagine we're at that point now. Whereas the moment it hit 6.9, we lost our collective shit at World Cup. Now we're going 682 at 209. What the fuck's wrong with this car? So because we have that much data and we put it into application, shit just works. So imagine, right? You're one of these guys that has a decent deep pockets. You got deep pockets. You got some money. I want to be the first 6-second 10R80 car ever. I bet you that if you did exactly what John Jr., John Sr., and all of us tell you to do, it will go sixes the first track outing. I repeat, if you do exactly to a T what Junior, Senior, Dakota, me and Brandon, Devin and Nardi say to do, I'm saying do not deviate. Don't even buy a fucking lug nut that we don't say to buy. You will get a 6-second 10R80 car. But what happens? I don't know, man. I don't want to go with the engine guy you want to go with. I want to go with my guy. I don't know. I don't want to go with the transmission guy you want to go with. I want to go with someone else because I saw it on Facebook. And then trans burns up, engine burns up, injectors clog up, pumps are shit. And we're like, you didn't listen. The Grey Goose is the perfect example that if you listen, results come your way. Verifying with a centrifugal, or venting it with a centrifugal or turbo, I understand. Because you aren't pulling enough vacuum after the throttle body. On a PD blower, you have recirculated the catch can with a good separator. It should be fine. Wrong. Wrong. Where's the blower go? Where, JSE Decker, where does the boost go if you have sealed catch cans, sealed catch cans, recirculating in the crankcase? No blow-off valve, no. The only way crankcase pressure is exhausted, it's through the header. So if you have it bunching up in the crankcase at 25 PSI, it's just bunching up in the crankcase. Boo, here you go. The bypass isn't venting to atmosphere. Where's the bypass venting to? Open catch cans on big boost applications. Again, if you don't want to listen to me, based on everything I've seen, coño, vaya con Dios, papa. Hazte lo que te dé la gana. Vete, chúbate las pingas donde sea. No importa. But we've seen too much. So I only tell you shit based on experience. Man. Alex, who misspelled Amory on the cups behind you? Oh, who misspelled Amory? So I think his wife makes these. And he's like, there's no way he spelled that right. I'm like, no, it's Amory. It has to be Amory. And they sent me this. And I go, it's Amory. It's so then they're like, oh, are you serious? I go, I'm serious. It's Amory. So YDBT Amory in full effect. Oh, you like that going down my throat, Daddy? Craig Walls. Where's Craig Walls? Okay. If we ever see Alex in Lake Worth, China, missing a gear with Bondo Bird 80 weeks from now, he may be developing a new lid. Headaches aren't even worth it. Blowing up a motor means you don't know what you are doing. If you weren't over the cat, if you, I know you, Red Stallion says, I know you've went over the catch can. If I remember correctly, you talked about the location of the hoses not being directly across from each other. And then Len, could you elaborate a little more? Oh my God. How can I Bro, just watch all the videos. They explain it so simply. It's like kindergarten shit. If I have to tell you that if you vent the catch can to atmosphere and you don't know to plug the intake port where the line used to go to, like you need to be told to plug that. Good evening. I'm a little late, says Jared Wells. The ethnicity accent came out real quick. I just installed Catalyst headers. Gonna buy my Lunton this week. How long can I drive the car with a tune since I'm Catalyst? David, you do not need a tune for defeating emissions devices. David. How much signed for the correct spelled tumbler? I'm gonna give this one away Tuesday. I'm not gonna sell it. I'm gonna give it away. This is the first and probably only misspelled. You know how you get like a quarter that's made out of silver and it's like a misspelled or link? Or who the fuck's the guy on the quarter? Washington. Imagine Washington's head was facing the wrong way, like in a silver quarter with like $1 million. This would... This bitch will be in the Smithsonian with her. Someone actually spelled army correctly on the YDBT Tumblr. And there it is. it's like having like Carol Shelby's like, I don't know, like depends. Like the last one. The last one he done spilled his guts into. Oh, man. I was blowing the Corvettes off. And time of death. Blah, blah, blah. Crazy. Diddy will plug it for him. Once tuning becomes available for the S650, will you buy one to test? No, but Lund Racing will. So we luckily have customers that are willing to ship us the cars. They go, bro, I got a dark horse here. At the end of the day, Lund Racing will invest to get a 10R80 and probably a manual S650. Once tuning becomes available, then I give a fuck. Then I care. I don't care right now. And once gas particulate filters come out, oh, bro, I don't know. I'm going to work at Home Depot. Welcome to Home Depot. How can I help you today? Yeah, I'm looking for these fucking boards, pressure treated 2x4s, but I measured it and doesn't measure 2x4. It measures a little under. So what can I do about that? Fuck. Imagine not taking shooting advice from Steph Curry or Ray Allen. They're basically doing the same thing. You know, I see Ray Allen have a really high percentage shooting this way. But I'm going to shoot from my asshole this way. And I'm going to go, well, you know, I'm not going to do it like everyone else does it. It's fucking stupid to shoot this way. This is so stupid. Everyone does it that way. Why would you want to shoot this way? This is so stupid. This is so dumb. I'm going to shoot this way. Yeah, that's much better. Yeah, I'm beating my head up against the wall, but I'm revolutionizing something. Shut the fuck up, bro. Shut the fuck up. Stop. Stop. You're embarrassing yourself. So when I was a kid, I'd go to the track and I'd go, whoa, that guy's car is fast. He must know some stuff. 46-year-old Alex goes, none of y'all know shit. Y'all just pay motherfuckers that know shit to tune in and build it for you. You just release a fucking button. That's how it be. Limited edition. Alex will just open a brothel. Can't wait for PBH to release the 5R200 hub. Going to be a real game changer for the 10R80 game. Alex, did you get the notes on the GT500 yet? Yes. A lot to talk about, but again, I'm going to do stuff in the background. And if stuff gets hammered out in the background, we good. We Gucci. If it doesn't get hammered out in the background, then, you know, we'll talk. Passenger side has one restrictor on it. Chuck says, if you go vented catch cans, I would suggest replacing the passenger side valve cover with a connection to the same one that is on the driver's. Thank you, Chuck. Two into one. Passenger side one has a restrictor on it. Thank you. If you go vented catch cans, I would suggest replacing the passenger side valve cover connection with the same one that is on the driver's side. What's the widest tire you can go on roll racing? Oh my God. Coño, que cara. Holy shit. Mira Yamete, what's the widest tire you can go on a roll racing NA application? Is it true 305's hindered performance at top? What are you, where the fuck are you getting your information, man? Where are you getting your information? Who's talking, what are you, the fuck? This show's not for you, man. This show's not for you. Go back to the YOLO douchebag videos. 2011. Start from there. Then, after you've watched this channel for 2 years, then you can go, holy shit, that was the dumbest question I could have ever asked. I'm so sorry. Oh, my God. Would you rather stay manifold pressure or go to a CO2 setup for a boost controller? Well, you can actually do compressed air. The Grey Goose has a tiny little air compressor that just works. It holds, I believe, 2 gallons, and it pressurizes the lines. You don't have to worry about CO2. If John Lund Sr. is on the chat, could you do me a favor? Or if Brian Luna is on the chat, could you DM me the little, whatchamacallit, the What's it called? The air compressor that you have, or Chuck Wazirinski. There's a little air compressor that people are now using instead of the CO2 setup for the shoots. I'm not sure about boost control. Actually, yes, they're using it for boost control and for the parachutes, if I'm not mistaken. Hold on, I got to send a text. Here we go. Yeah, so if someone can send me that little air compressor, I can show you guys what the dealio be. How do I make a car more good? Or how do I make my car? Hey, Alex, how do I make my car? Why? It's a normal question. No, it's fucking stupid. Roll racing top end, NA. What manifold? What fuel? Does it have cams? What cold air? How much does it weigh? Manual or auto? Oh, you want information? Alec, can you tell me if the Easter Bunny's real? This topic is the epitome of Yolo Damas strikes again. Killshot races at Yamate. You being NA hinders top end performance. AccuAir or something. Alex, be hitting those freak offs at Diddy House in Miami. Yamate, same with 1320 GTD50 giveaway car. Bro, the giveaway car for 1320 video, the 350, had the worst offsets I've ever seen in my life. My goodness. Onboard air compressor, via air compressor. Chuck Wazirinski, hit me up. Thank you so much. I appreciate you very much. So a lot of people are going to this compressed air setup that has a one and done situation where you literally, it's all self-contained. Oh, okay. Well, I don't know about the website. Ah, fuck. I don't know how to crop it, but I don't want the website being put out there, to be honest with you. It's called a 12-volt self-contained onboard air system. I love you, Chuck. There's certain promotions I want to do, certain ones I don't. You can understand. I hope so. But it's a self-contained situation. About some BMR stuff before I listen to you, I want to switch to some adjustable suspension for the rear end. What do you think of Maximum Motorsports? Joseph Jarosik, no offense. I dislike BMR on a personal level. I don't think you should completely dump that stuff if you already have it. If you have it, put it on. We'll work with it. Just keep an eye on the welds. You know, that's all. Just keep an eye on the welds. Maximum Motorsports stuff is top shelf liquor. Maximum Motorsports stuff is the bee's knees. Maximum Motorsports stuff is the best shit out there. And they do not sponsor me. Auto full bolt on 10 or 80, 305 too much. Oh my God, bro, get out of here. Get out of here. Auto full bolt on. Do you think full bolt on is a cold air in headers? Because you bolt on cams. You bolt on a blower. You bolt on turbos. I can't. Alex, did you see the Holly low-rim manifold fall off the earth and at the end of the RPM past 25 PSI? Shit looks bad. Bro, I told you. Everyone sees Holly make something and you think it's automatically good. And Holly makes trash. Sorry. When it comes to manifold stuff, it's all. I actually typed in trash on the wrong thing. No problem. Yeah, I love you, Chuck. It's just certain people I want to promote, certain people that I don't dislike them. I just, there's a certain brand push that I want to do, and I just want to keep the show a certain way. At the end of the day, Holly makes cheap-ish stuff that works. The Cobra Jet version 1, that's all you need if you ever want to do any Coyote stuff. What about Plasma Man? Plasma Man? NA? Why the fuck would you want a metal intake NA? Well, you know, flow, and I could change the legs. I got adjustable legs, and if I want, I could put 2 injectors per bank. Well, how the fuck are you going to control them? Well, like you guys did. Dude, you're NA. Oh, well, it looks cool under the hood. So imagine you have VMS beadlocks, a plasma man, NA, 103mm throttle body, trompeta intake, full bolt on, and you get dog walked by a Whipple pump gas car on a roll. Get the fuck out of here. Is FBO tighter than torque spec? We're direct with Maximum Motorsports. Hey, DNA, I might be hitting you up for control arm for the 13 GT. Matter of fact, DNA, do me a favor. DNA, can you get me a price on lower control arms, Maximum Motorsports lower control arms, Heim joint shit, front and back, you know, solid, and the drop brackets. Okay, so the drop brackets and the lower control arms, Maximum Motorsports. Shit, let's go. Yamate's is the tire weight. Wait, it's the tire weight. It's a, like tire. Yamate, you can go to Mustang Lifestyle. He's an expert on that setup. Dude's going to get flamed. The best gem. Yamate, just stop. Yamate, I'm new here. What tire should I go? That's it, man. 235-65-18. Best top end ever. 235-65-18. Make sure the tread wear is high. Tread wear being high means more grip. So 235-65-18, 600 tread wear, bro. Sick top end. No matter which board air you use, I suggest using a regulator to maintain constant pressure. I have a manual Gen 3 car and I'm experiencing lock at a higher RPM. What's your thoughts on that? Clutch, 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 100% of the time. Hit up Ben Calmer for a Vengeance Stage 2. Actually, just do that. Just hit up Ben Calmer. He'll tell you what to get. Just got an LRX and started the process. Let the PMAS math in, but got swapped out. LRX for the win. Hey, Alex, does heat cause my long-term fuel temp to change? No. So remember, guys, the weight of the air is what matters. The weight of the air is what matters because it is math pounds a minute. Math pounds. The weight, the density. You are measuring the density. A lot of people think it's the velocity. That's why the trompeta intake is the most retarded, stupid. Where the fuck is it? No, I don't have it. Stupid intake I've ever seen in my life. When you ram air in, it doesn't necessarily mean you're collecting the most dense air. You're just collecting air velocity and potentially skewing the math signal. Well, Alex, how does it work on a turbo setup? Well, basically, it's a pressurized tube. Whereas a trompeta intake is basically fiddling with the airflow. It's turbulent as hell. You're creating vortices. You're creating vortices inside of that fucking tube via the trumpet intake, asshole. And the thing does not read properly. But when you get the most weight out of the air available, aka the density, the math pounds a minute, that's what's most important. I don't even know how the fuck we got on that shit. But the heat generally does not affect that. It just affects the weight of the air. Do you know what I am saying? Bro, you're not giving information for him to give you an answer. FEO 10R is not a setup. Just tell me, bro. Just tell me what tire you need. Oh my God. I went to Alex's stream. Dear Facebook, I went to this yellow guy's stream. He's such an asshole. I gave him a simple question he couldn't even answer. What a dickhead. I asked the simplest question ever. I got a 10R full bolt on. Which is best tire for top end? Oh, okay. Oh my Lord. Niddle grappler recons are amazing for top end. Transgender visibility day studded for extra grip. I made it. I'm late. Great shirt. What is the best oil? Do you remember in the early Coyote game? Motherfuckers were having literal fights, civil wars over oil. Oh, AMSOIL. Clog, 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 clog. No, you got to get Rotella. Get the fuck out of here. I use Motorcraft. Like, you know, I felt so stupid because I bought BR50 like a dumbass. I went, what the fuck do I need BR50 for? This motor lived 6 years on Motorcraft 550. It lived 20 years. This fucking motor was perfect. And it was 550. And then someone's like, yo, you got to throw BR50 in there. And I'm like, BR50? Yeah, man, it's zinc. This bitch had 550 in it for like 17 years. Oh, no, your BR50 is better. Bro, stupid, stupid, stupid. This live is going to be legendary. What size wheels do you have tuned? These are there are calculators for this stuff. Now, fuck this guy. I'm going to go to... And then someone is like, Tony Full Bolta. I told you he was stupid. You know, he ego, 1-1. He's got a 1-1. 1-1. Just get some Blizzak for the top end. The best gamer says 24-inch 455 75 R24s are great for top end. He's not wrong. Alex, which front tire is the best for my 21 GT500 for bolt on for roll racing? Could you imagine you spec out a tire for roll racing and not drag racing? Set your car up for drag racing. The same setup. Remember that Viper that went 224 miles an hour at Texas 2K, that fucking gray Viper or silver Viper, bitch was bad. Fucking lifting the R88H. Take that. Then he go, wait a minute, let me stop what I'm doing here. Let me go to my roll race tire. He put the fucking, the DOT pros and pal carajo. Anyone else getting lag or is it just me? I got full interwebs. Get the fuck off of Metro PCS, pendejo. You got Metro PCS. I guarantee you got Metro PCS or AT&T. Alex, what's the best way to hold the shifter for speed shifting? I'm roll racing. And it's an auto. Oh, you gotta love it. Getting lag was too, was just gonna ask the same. Remember the YOLO oil video where you kept comparing the street signs to the oil fill cap? Oh, you sons of bitches. Let's go back in the way, way back machine when Alex, actually I'm kind of on the same, I weigh about the same of what I weighed back then. It's crazy how like my body just keeps, I don't want it to lose weight anymore and it just keeps losing weight. What is it? Wow, Alejandro Flores oil. Shit. YOLO douchebag stuff. Oh, look at that. Alejandro, this is, bro, these are the people that are on the forums to this day. Wait, where is it? Where's to this day?
To this day.
I made this video like in 2011.
Hey guys, I've seen a lot of questions as to which oil to use on our 2011 through 2014 Mustangs. I opened the hood and looked on the cap, and it said 5W20 Motorcraft recommended. What the hell did they know? 5W20 Motorcraft recommended? Yeah, okay. No E85? Yeah, bullshit.
Yeah, right. Yeah!
Fuck that sign.
Take that!
Yeah, we'll see about that.
Yeah, fuck that sign. I don't care what the sign says.
Yeah. Okay, buddy. Yeah. Whatever you say. So, the next time someone tries to tell you what to do with your car, you tell them to go fuck off. Because there's signs all over this earth that tell you what not to do. Like, wrong way. How the fuck do they know where you're going?
Bro, I mean, come on. That is like Vine, you know. I love the sign that goes left or right, and I just keep going straight because fuck that sign. Oh, man, you know, I missed that Alex. That Alex was, that Alex still had a soul. You know, that Alex was still like, he liked people. He was, you know, oh, hi, how you doing, buddy? I'm going to listen to what you say and not think you're a fucking retard. That Alex is gone. Like, shoo, see you later. Lag T-Mobile, it's good now. Must have been a solar flare. Oh boy, got hurt over his tire question. Tried DOSing Alex, DDoSing, gotcha. Everyone lagging, I got 5G rolling down the highway and it's lagging too. Well, blame, look, I'm going to show you what I got going on. According to this, this thing is getting 10,000 kilobytes a second of data. I don't know if that's fast or not, but it's in the green on OBS. How the fuck do they know where you're going? I don't use lubricants like Diddy. Diddy didn't sound like he was lubricating with Meek Mill. He was just going wrist fuck that shit N-word. Oh, God. Like, literally. No, thank you. Alex, what is the optimum time to shift from manual to drive in a roll race for maximum performance? Alex was in peak Tough Mudder condition. Bro, that's when you go out with someone that's into... Look, I'm a good boyfriend. If a girl wants to get into something, I'll tag along. I'm like, oh, you want to get into stupid fucking mudding events? Cool. Okay, let's go. I'm a good boyfriend like that. That motherfucker gone. We're doing what I'm doing. Alex would have answered the tire question. That Alex never had his boss call on him yet. Low orbit ion cannon entered the chat. Alex says only weirds. Do you think it's a good idea to run a truck intake manifold for daily driving and a Cobra Jet manifold for top end roll racing? Maybe you need to do a YDBT throwback live. That was Alex before working with the general public. It's on YouTube and not on you, Alex. Thank you so much. It was only for about 5 seconds. It hasn't happened since. Daddy need to chill. Need no oil. Checking in late, says Alfredo Diaz. Carter TV says Diddy been checking oil for years, can't find any sounds, but instantly hits the Diddy. I like this one. That's it. DJ Alex on the ones and twos. Alex, what do you think about the new 6.8 liter Mustang? If it ain't chopping like a motherfucker, it ain't worth shit, says. Remember when roll racing put an R in for racing? That's fucking gold. I like drag racing tips video. Is it gay to like anime? Absolutely. If you like anime, you're a homo, and that's okay. There's nothing wrong with being gay anymore. Matter of fact, you might get better jobs, better opportunities. You might get a whole bunch of stuff. You might get a whole bunch of stuff. So if you want to be a culero, dale, it's okay. Man, what interacting with 100,000 people would do to you? Gee, that YDBT Gen 1 appearance in them guts. That bitch was a nice car. See, you guys make fun of me for everything, but that Gen 1 car, fuck, where is it? Okay.
Yeah, we'll see about that.
Yeah, let's see. Where's the parking sign? Look at that car. You know, you can make fun of me and all this stuff, and you know, I'm gay, whatever. Like, whatever. This was legit. This was a legit car. I had so much fun in this car. I learned so much. It had H&R SSs. It had some bitch-ass FR500 wheels. This car was just, I cut my teeth on the Coyote game with this car. And, you know, I look at it and I go, damn, you know, I miss it. I genuinely miss this car because I got into Fox Bodies Heavy when I was younger, but I had no money. But on this one, you know, I got into the game and I knew a lot more. Boy, I actually look like that now. Isn't it crazy that looking at myself back then when I was like in peak physical, I look like that now. I lost so much weight that, you know, cooling looking good. You know, the calves are a little better. Do you know what I am saying? But yeah, no, that little car, bro, I miss it. I miss it very much. I think it's all cut up with turbo and four. Dumb shit. Just dumb stuff. I like anime and Corvettes. Laugh my ass off. Dude, put Diddy Vid into a B Internet Peasants couch touching the wall. Okay. Good. Alex, 5 points low, says, Alex, what's a good spark plug gap for a 50% lower 30 upper E85 tuned by Lund? So, Coyotes, generally, at 10 PSI pump gas, you don't really need a smaller gap than 28,000 and an NGK 6510 spark plug. Boom, bada bing, se acabó el party. NGK 6510, 28,000 gap. When you start to make big boy power, you could stay on the NGK 6510, or you're going to have to drop down to like a brisk 12 or something if you make over 1100, 1200, 1300, or a TR7IX or some shit. I don't know. I just know brisk and NGK part numbers. So NGK 6510 up to about 950 real horsepower. Just bring the gap down to about 22,000 when you're making big power, or even a little tighter if you see some kind of signs of spark plug blowout, or go to a colder plug like a brisk 12, if I'm not mistaken. And, or 14, I think it's a 12, and I think you should be pretty good. But anything like a 28,000, 26,000 gap pump gas, 10 to 15 PSI, anything above that, you got to go down to 22,000 or so. That's the car that got me wanting a Coyote, was a heavy LS Tard before him. Natural PCS signal, Pikachu face, why am I lagging? Will you be putting NRG seats in the new Gen 1? The Gen 1, I got ET Street SS's on it, and I did a mistake on the sizing of the SS's, and I'll talk about it on tomorrow's video. I'm going to release a video tomorrow. After work, I'm going to try to video it quickly, do a quarter mile hit with grip. Lund tune, dial in the shifts with grip, and release the video probably tomorrow. I'll do my best. The problem is when I get off of work at 4:30, traffic in Mexico, and I want to make sure that there's no traffic. So if I have to wait until Wednesday to release the video, I'll go ahead and do so because I want to go to the gym. I want to have a life. Tuesday is the live. So if I have to release the video on Wednesday, it'd be good. I got a set of 285 40 19s, and they're too wide for the stock 19x9, I think, Brembo wheels. Theoretically, you should have a 9.5 or a 10-inch wheel with a 285 or a 305 35 or a 285 40. So, but we'll see what I can get out of it. If I can get quicker than a 1281, then that tells me that a tire, because that's what you would do. You would do a tune and a tire. And that's the way I would build the car from the ground up if you were first getting into Coyote stuff. So you do a tune a tire. Then we're going to do cold air. We're going to do testing on the cold air. And then after that, we're going to go ahead and probably do long tube headers from Ultimate Header and a full Magnaflow exhaust. Yeah, no more Bumble Swipes, 2000 MCR. The dating channel went away after a little bit because it was actually causing issues in my dating life. You know, people would look at that. Look, there's someone right now watching the show. Right now, someone's watching the show and going, is this the Alex I know? Is this the Alex that I see? Is this the nice guy that opens doors for me? Da, 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 da. This is entertainment, okay? I have to entertain the people. About the last thing the people want to hear is like a low, soft key guy, a low key guy just kind of giving them a general advice. You got to make it entertaining and talk a little shit. Any brisk plugs worth the cost? Denzo, what did Chuck Wierzbicki said? Denzo ITV24 is good plug for higher horsepower. There you go. Test with no air filter as well. I might do that too. Can't wait for more Fox stuff. I'm starting my Holley Terminator X-Op. And that's the other thing. I don't have too much time to go out there and video. I'm free Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. In those days, I do life stuff. And if the weather cooperates, I can then do video. This weekend was a relaxing weekend. I just needed it. I just needed to just chill the fuck out. But what are you going to do? I'll try to get you guys a video. Don't worry. Nitrous is the Fox is ready. It's ready to get some nitrous sprayed onto it right now. But I want to do it at a track. I don't want to waste any time. And if anything happens, I wanted to get my 9 at the track and then be done with it. Maybe. The OG Gen 1. Everyone remembers the first car they heavily modified. 1.5, 2X stock horsepower to the tire. Does the gray S197 kind of bring you back to the old Donnie days when you drive it? Abso-freaking-lutely. I massaged the shift schedule. So now, if a customer gets a Gen 1 Mustang, 11 to 14, they're going to get my shift schedule if I'm tuning it. And the shift schedule is wonderful if you massage it a little bit down low with the pedal position. So a lot of people complain that some of the tunes hold the gear out for too long and it makes the car kind of like less smooth. So I massaged the shift schedule under 20% throttle and said, man, this thing cruises so freaking good. So if a new customer comes around and has an 11 to 14 Mustang Auto, Win 3 or FXB7, here you go. Here's the tune. The shift schedule is the one I have on my car because I vetted it. And I'll say, if you like it, cool. If you don't like it, here's the production file variant and go from there. Oh, Chase, the $50 in Australia. Big thanks to Cheryl. I bought some stuff when I re-upped my subscription. Posters came to 125, which is about $80,000 Australian dollars. She sent an email saying she found cheaper postage and refunded the difference. Integrity. You got to understand. Cheryl is, and Lund Racing in general, they're not out there to screw you. They're out there to sell tuning devices, shirts, and bada bing, bada boom. We don't want to make money on shipping. It's because it has to make sense math-wise in the system. So if we said, oh shit, we found a better shipping quote, here's the difference, it makes sense in our books and it saves you money. We're not out there to go, yeah, we're going to pocket an extra $16. No, fuck that. We just don't do that. $5,000 for the Fox, bro. You psycho. Fox is big money now. Once I brought that Fox body to that car meet, everyone looked at it. They're like, okay, it's a little bit beat up, kind of ratty, but not as ratty as all of them that were there. But the guy that I know who owns all those badass cars, that garage video that I showed you, where he has a Supra, an Evo, a Celine, and a CTSV, all this stuff. He goes, you know, I was looking at your car and you left the meet and you just started it. I go, yeah. He goes, it went vroom. Like it didn't go chugga, chugga, chugga. It went chi-wum, and it just started. And I thought to myself, carburetors can be dialed in like that? I go, yes, that's what I love doing. And the carbureted Mustang satisfies the tinkering need, but it's not something I want to drive a lot. Have you even tried out the nitrous yet? No, sir, not yet. Brez 14 RR14S has been great for me on nitrous. How can I ensure I get you your shift schedule? I had my Gen 1 tuned by Lund last October. Nightmare 1, if you're happy, don't go out of your way to be like, oh, I want Alex's shift schedule. No, relax. I'll make a value file just so it can just be plopped on easily on those calibrations, but don't go out of your way if you're happy with your current tune. I'm a huge fan of nostalgia. I'm glad to hear that the gray car brings you back. I'm going to send you a Shinobi soon when I find it. If you find me Shinobi for the Sega, I will play that for 12 hours. Bro, I loved the original Shinobi. It was actually hard to play even back in the day. Do you know what I'm saying? Someone says, what's their headlights? What's the headlights on the Grey Goose? Hard to explain. They're basically a printed headlight, and the center is a very high intensity LED. So it's just basically an LED centered exactly where the stock one is, but it's basically a facade or a, you know, a sticker of a headlight with a hole drilled right in the center, and it actually works as an actual headlight. And it actually does really well, because on the streetcar classes, all that shit has to work. All that shit has to work. Homie Caesar says nitrous is fun. Now, my issue with nitrous is going to be this. Will it hook on the street? The Foxbody NA at 24 degrees. I brought the timing down to 24 degrees because it was at 30. So take away 2 per 50. So it's at 24 degrees after the advance, meaning you rev the car up and you set the timing to 24 after the weights have expanded and the advance has taken place. So I went ahead and put it at 24 degrees. I don't know that that car is going to hook, because it doesn't hook NA with a tighter spark plug gap and 24 degrees of timing. So imagine if I throw another 150, boom, right off the rip. Right off the rip. right off the rip. Because what ends up happening is if it just blazes tire, it might skew my AFR reading, because I'm going to just basically put a GoPro and a video, on the GoPro as my data logger. Really, all I'm going to do is look at the AFR and then pull over, check the plugs, and see what the spark plugs do. And I'm like, okay, well, if the spark plug doesn't look like it has any signs of any weird, if the strap is still in it and everything's good, roll out, do a 60 to 130, but we'll see how it all goes. Alex, should I go with a Luntune first, then go 85, just in case I need to replace worn parts? Alex, should I go with a Luntune gas tune first? Okay, guys, let's dispel this weird myth that people do now. Anytime you're going to buy a Luntune, it is smart to start on pump gas all the time, for many reasons. E85 has a variable. When you go to many pumps, it can be E70, E80, E85, E90, E60, E55, E40. So I say start with a tune and a fuel that is consistent. Pump gas is way more consistent than the ethanol blends that are out there, depending on the station. So it's usually 10% ethanol. Pump gas, 89 to 93 octane, is 10% ethanol most of the time. So dial in your car on pump gas first all of the time. Not one, every single time. Pump gas, then E85. Because let's say, for instance, we started on E85. You tell me it's E85, but you lie because you never checked it. And I'm going, fuck, this bitch is 20% rich. Sir, are you sure you tested your E85? Yup. Okay, fuck it, let me adjust. Adjust the stoic, adjust it, da-da-da-da. Okay, cool. Now, let's go over to pump gas. Well, theoretically, that tune that was vetted on E85 should be able to just change to pump gas stoic, and it just works. Right? No. Pump gas tune goes in, 30% rich. I go, you know what makes me happy? When a stock car orders a tune and says, pump gas, then E85. Let's say a Gen 3 car. Pump gas, then E85. Okay, here's a pump gas tune. Trimming within 5%. Okay, you want to go 85? Yep. Are you going to test the 85? Yep. Here's the 85 tune. It says the log. Trimming within 5%. It's stock. Injectors, cold air, manifold, everything is perfect. But what happens is when you get FIC 1440s, when you get ID 1050Xs, a return soft fuel system, adjustable fuel pressure, different manifold, different MAF location, different cold air, different filter location, start on pump gas first all the time, please. 10R, ESS, G3, any converter advice? I only drive the car to the track and shop. I would hit up Circle D. 10R seems to have like one converter of choice, and it seems to work out really good. Maki Mock, what even is that question? Exactly. Your base Gen 1 file showed most Gen 1 6 or 80 cars that get tuned by Lund have smoked transmissions. Your base Gen 1 file showed most Gen 1 6 or 80 cars that get tuned by Lund have smoked transmissions. I don't get it. Meaning, because my stock car shifted so well and it blazed tire on the shift? Tell me where to go. Exactly. Just Wish. Yes, older games are getting expensive. I collect older. Spraying on a carbureted manual small block Ford notch. The nostalgia making me tear up in this bitch. Oh. Fuck all these plastic ass sensors. I'm over it. I'm over it, AJ. I'm over sensors. The Fairmont, unfortunately, and fortunately, if you want to go fast and efficient, it's got to be EFI. I'm not going to go Holley. I'm not going to go any. It's got to be what. It pains me because it's not cool, but it's repeatable. Gen 2 control pack, single turbo, you know, intake of some sorts, like an 18 manifold or something. And I'm like, I just want the Fairmont to go sevens. So, because I take my own advice, why would I take the long road? Carburetor, MSD grid, Gen 2 control pack, VCT, turbo, FIC 1440s or 1650s or ID 1700s, good ethanol 1R, 3285, stock bottom end, 6R80. Try to go sevens in that car now that it is safer to do so. Slow 99 says, meaning the Luntoons are showing owners that their trans is blown because it's not hitting the shift points. Exactly. My car being stock, I put a tune in it. It shifted exactly where it needed to. Okay, here's a stock car, right? Shift points are commanded at about 7,200 or 7,500. I go out there with a phone and it shifts exactly where it needs to. The base file. So people go, but when you send me a tune, it hits the limiter. So what is more likely? The tune commanding the shift at 7,500 RPMs is hitting the limiter? Or your transmission being smoked as fuck is causing the car to hit the limiter? The tune. My 408 Windsor and my Falcon and a Holley had a Holley 750 CFM carburetor, and it was turnkey for a decade. Even 6 month deployment stints with no starts. Did you catch a fight last night? Pipple versus Rolly, bro. Rolly got to retire. He ain't got nowhere to go. He is going to be a gatekeeper. He's going to be that guy that if you want to like be looked at by Billy Badass fighters, you got to knock his ass up. You got to lay him flat on the shit. And there's been a lot of gatekeepers in boxing, and Rolly is now the 140-pound gatekeeper. Gabriel Mendez, ¿qué hace? What's up, Alex? The best gamer says, not going to lie, I want to do a voodoo swap on the Fox body. The Coyote's amazing, but the voodoo is chef's kiss. Keep it an A for the weekend road car. Nothing wrong with that. Craig Bill says, in my experience with nitrous, you might want to lock the distributor out. It's locked out. It's locked out. What do you mean? It has adjustable. You mean lock it at the advance? It would drive like shit. It has a mechanical advance. I'm over the new stuff, says Alfredo Diaz. I had a Coyote Swap Fox come in with bad phasers, missing grounds, missing sensors, intermittent bad sensors, and it was a pain to diagnose. But I heard Lund said it was all good now. Shit, good luck finding that for under 150. I'm looking for a 2 racing. Sorry, I'm hate. Turuviate! Holy shit! Turuviate, did you know that Street Alpha podcast is there you go. Did you know that Street Alpha podcast is looking for you? Turuviate Racing. Oh, come on, thanks for being. They want to interview you and they want to know how the fuck did you weld that fender with stick welder. Ayo. And what, Turuviate, can you tell me what the hell's going on with that pinky ring that has a snake on it? Weird. Turvy. Hey, DNA Performance, you're going to assemble the kit with every part it puts on this Gen 1. Call it the calf kit. Lock out the spark plugs too. Welcome back, Turvy. Nope, most likely smoke trans. When we dropped my 6R80, it was burnt. We put the PBH 6R80 in and it was perfect. Turvy, we missed you, brother. Oh, 6 photos. Well, someone sent me 6 photos. Oh, hold on. They are there. Have to hit show all comments instead of relevant. Okay, let's do that. Thank you. So apparently, Murder Nova did not dirty delete the comments. Murder Nova supposedly did not dirty delete the comments. So let's get after the thread. Ed Diaz says, I'll say it right now. If you didn't head to Lund's help, shit won't run properly. Murder Nova says, I'll say it right now. And every time you post, you're an idiot. Murnov says, not to take anything away from Lund, but how many championships have they won? How many records were set with ECUs this year? How many were there with Fuel Tech? You're just making yourself look dumber and dumber with each comment. Rick Q says, most of the tuners have no idea how to tune with an aftermarket ECU. Let me just get rid of this and make sure that I don't do this. So when I hit next. Okay. So then the next comment chain was me. We won Haltech World Cup. Okay, I said that. So Murder Nova goes, so one race. After I said that we won Haltech World Cup, Street Fighter class, beating Motec, Fuel Tech, and Nitrous Big Block and Turbo and whatever cars, he says, so one race? I said, yes, beating everyone with set controllers. Let me ask you, how many Fuel Tech cars run numbers with a 10 R80? And then I'm going to hit next because I don't know what's... If I hit next, I don't want like a dick pic showing up. You know what I'm saying? Murdoch says, yes, beating everyone with set control. Okay, John Lund says, when a Fuel Tech control 10R beats the stock EC record, then we'll pay attention. Sounds like it shifts real good into reverse, though. And I said, laugh my ass off. What's the stock ECU 10R world record in reverse? Asking for a friend. And Murder Nova says to John Lund, this is why we don't come to you. You're good. Wasn't trying to take anything away from you. Yes, you were. The moment you said, how many records have people won with Lund's ECUs? You were trying to throw shade at Lund. You're good. Wasn't trying to take anything away from you. I just like to laugh at people that think there's only one person in the universe that can tune an engine, and that's when Junior says, or a computer, or a transmission. Let me see. Boom, boom, boom. Or a transmission. I'm recapping everything. Sean says, we just fired this thing up, and it's not tuned yet, and the trans pressure is not right yet. But I feel like it, as a tuner, you know that. No! What? Oh, my Lord. As a two... What? Oh, my God. Oh, my God. He said, but you continue to talk shit. I'm sure you get them perfect before the initial startup, right? Yes! Lund gets them perfect off the rip. On of initial startup 10R80 car. So, Sean Ellington, or whoever that may be. Is that Sean Murdanova, Sean? Because it says Murdanova up here. Then there's a Sean. So you can. So he basically threw shade at Lund, and then in the video he said, "I did throw shade at Lund because they're good." After their truck ran subpar shit, woo! I'm working on the engine swap. Shut up. Yeah, he said he's working on the engine swap. True, Viate. Let's be honest. If the Fairmont goes sevens, wait, did I say go sevens? What was the bet? Nah. And rewiring, I might just make it a TMU car and rip all the wiring out sooner than later. I just ordered my pedal box last week. Not going to lie, after watching a couple of episodes of Street Alpha, Turvy might fit just fine. He got proven wrong and starting to crawfish, laughing my ass off. Street Alpha needs to be on Beetlejuice on their own. The legend has arrived. Bro, I call BS. I'm not going to go there. Worth the copyright strike? He didn't die. Yeah, it's totally worth the copyright. So I just did it quick. Hopefully the WWE doesn't go ahead and take shit off. Super late. I'll catch a replay. He crawfishing. What's crawfishing? Is that like a term that I don't know? Converters? I got it. I got to type out converters here. Sorry. See, I'm prioritizing. Bucephalus lives. Sevens was the bet. Okay. So I said that... The Fairmont Ogle 7s before you get that bitch running. You've been working on it for 2 years. So we'll see. A TMU car. What's a TMU car? Does he mean Timu? No, he means an E-wheel car. Remember the E-wheel? He means an E-wheel car.
Sorry, I don't talk in a... He wants voice. To build it. I don't know what you expected me to do.
E-wheel? That's what Turviate is going to build. An E-wheel car. Pendejo. A TMU car. Dude is throwing shade, but then was like, when was the last time he won anything? Sean is Sean. Murder Nova is most likely his film guy, Phantom. Backpedaling, reneg equals crawfishing. Got it. Backpedaling on his own words. Got it. Turvy is more suited to the Go Hard podcast. Street Alpha is too legit. Crawfishing is another term for backpedaling. Bro, what the fuck Nova trying to say? I don't want to make it easy on myself because my ego wants me to figure it out myself. That's what I'm saying, Colby 88. Bro, crazy stuff. Diego and Maestro, Turvy. Crawfish is intransitive verb to retreat from a position. Back out. Crawfish as far as I could. Mark Twain. Go ill will. Petition to name Fairmont's motor Boost Cephalus. Oh. That was Sean. His boy Phantom runs the Murder Nova page. He basically is Sean's cuck. Oh, come on. Stop it. I don't know him. He's probably a nice guy. I'm not looking to call someone a cuck. Because what does that mean? True mileage unknown. I'm having an issue reading my odometer. The Do you want to know the miles on your shit? Do you want to know the miles on your car, Turvy? The instrument cluster and PCM don't want to communicate. All my plugs are clean and none of the wires are damaged. Bro, that bitch ain't running for 10 years. You're going to have a kid. You're going to have a baby and a baby mama. What would you name your kid? Your name is Barrett, right? So it's like a very, like, what is a hick hillbilly name? Hick hillbilly boy names. Any five interesting redneck baby names for girls and boys? Ace, Austin, Bailey, Bo, Billy, Bob, Brody, Buck, Cephas. Whoa. Really? Dude, Book Cephas? Truviate is like right there. Buck Cephas, Chester, Chevy, Clyde, Finch, Floyd, Gator, Grady, Hardison. Harlan, Harley, Hayden, oh God, Ike, Jackson, James, Jeb, Jed, Lamar, Luke, Luther, Macon, Merle, Monroe, Montana, Quade, Quinton, Rodney, Roscoe, Rufus, Sam, Virgil, Wade, Wayman, and Wesley, my goodness, if you have any of those names, vaya con Dios, Bubba, 50 Cal, Sody Pop, oh, fuck me. Corn Pop, Turvy, please just buy a running car. True mindset unknown. To crawfish is a slang for to retreat from a position. It is in American English as a verb to back out. In reference to the creature's movements, a crawfish swims and walks backwards when threatened. Unless fuel tech and tech to speed are pimping, Sean's out. Lund doesn't paint their toenails, so Murder Nova won't like y'all. Wow, what's going on there? Book Cephas, Turviate. Alex, be honest, is Turvy a real person? Turvy is probably the best troll in the history of trolls. If there is any chance that this is a living, breathing human being that thinks this way, it explains so much about the South. Who does FuelTech look for coyote tuning references? That's a good one. Why did they launch in third gear? Why did FuelTech launch the F-150 in third gear? Maybe because they saw Cletus's F-150 launch in third gear, Lund tuned, and said, hey, look, it actually launched pretty good. And they tried it on their own. And Cletus's truck has been 5th, 8th already, I think 9-1. So mission accomplished. It's weird. Don't forget Shelby. Turvy's going to be at the track talking like David Woodenson from Dazed and Confused, talking about his Chevelle Melba tells. We talking some fucking muscle. Turvy, make a new video with the grassroots outline. Boudreaux. Your MSD Digital 6 will pull timing with one wire hookup to the solenoid, and a dial on the box for how much timing to pull. I don't want to wire that up because I'm stupid. Monty540, if you can send me an article, ydbtforlife@gmail.com, send me an article, I'll look into it. So I don't have to do NA. I want to just be able to dial this bitch how much retard or how much turvy, like how much turvy to pull from when nitrous is hitting. But then the plug gap, how much does this car suffer from going to a stock plug gap to a nitrous plug gap? I don't know. And it's a colder spark plug. They have a 2016 Lund tune reference. Nice. Oh, good job. Slow 99. Wait, it's good job. Slow 99. Good job. That I like you. You get it. You understand the show. You understand the background shit talking. You are in the pocket. I love it. That's what you said 2 years ago, Turvy. Lamar. No, not FuelTech sucking off Lund tunes. Turvy out the race says, shit's up and down, but I gotta do a certificate for a better job so I can dump some real money into my car. Things are rough this year, but I'm making progress as fast as I can. Turvy has the best build pace, consistently leaves you with a cliffhanger. Look up wiring diagram online. Get out of here. I hate wiring. You think I have time to wire shit? I ain't got time to do nothing but pay a motherfucker to do shit. I had to pay somebody to put the nitrous kit in, someone that I trusted, and he did a great job. So I'm good there. All right, guys, I'm going to get out of here. Today we talked about Sean Murdanova running his F-150 at the track, and after locking the cams out, launching in third, having to control the fuel tech, it went sixes, which is not that impressive when First rip, my shit was in the fives. First rip, when most F-150 customers have a similar combo and they listen to Lund Racing, they run the number that they're expecting right off the rip. But again, if he wants to beat his head against the wall and support FuelTech developing a 10R80 controller, vaya con Dios, nothing wrong with that. I don't think if you ever wanted to revert back to stock ECU and get a Lund tune, I don't think the Lunds would work with you based on the shit you talked. Because we tried to actually steer you in the right direction. And then you tried to do a mea culpa in the last video. It's like, no, we said they good, man. And we were like, we're not interested. Good luck with everything. Hopefully everything goes well. Just look out for me running NPK with a 13B rotary, a 750 Holley, and running it with Anderson PMS. Sounds stupid? So does a locked cam Gen 2 Coyote with a 10R running on FuelTech. All right, guys, have a good rest of your night. I will see most of you on Tuesday talking shit. Tomorrow, I'm going to try to get a video in on the great car, try to get the drag racing stuff in, try to get a better 12 than a 12.8 time. If I can get into the 12.6s, basically stock, or 12.50s, boy, that's going to be a good time. All right, guys, I'm out of here. I'll see you guys on Tuesday talking shit. We'll get after it then, and hopefully I'll get you guys a video on the gray car or the Fox with a little nitrous hit 60 to 130 before then or by Wednesday at the latest. Have a good rest of your night. I will see you guys on Tuesday. See you later. Bye-bye.